Very good, a good start. So where we're holding is we are on the, I'm going to guess, the 11th line of the Gemara, give or take 11 lines. It's the line that starts with Kodem, the word Kodem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yurchesem et Aleph. It's the 13th line, actually. It's the line that starts with the word Kodem Gzar Din, and it's the last two words on the line that say Ugzar Din. What we had discussed before is that what it comes out is that the Gzar Din of a Yachid cannot be overturned, at least according to some opinions, right? Because that, we said, it was a Machlokas Tanoim. However, the Gemara said that the Gzar Din of a Tzibor can be torn up. So now the Gemara is going to debate that, whether or not that is true. So says the Gemara, Ugzar Din, the Tzibor mi Mikra, is it true that the Gzar Din of a Tzibor can be torn up? I'll show you that it cannot be. The HaKasav Echad Oimer, one Pasuk says, Kabsi Meira Libech. Wash your heart from evil. Which sounds like you can actually wash your heart. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, Ki'im techabsi ba'neser, if you try to wash your hands with neser, which is a type of soap, v'tar bilach buris, and you heap upon it buris, which is another cleansing material, nechtam avoneich lefanai, your sin will still be stained. Nechtam, it will still be stained in front of me. So you see from here that you can't get it out. There's nothing you can do about it. It's a done deal. So says the Gemara, my love, kan kodeng bizar din, kan la'acher gzar din. Are we going to say maybe we would answer this stira in the psukim? Because one pasuk says that you can actually wash it out. Another says that you cannot wash it out. Maybe we would answer it by saying, when do we say that you can wash it out? That's Kodem Gzar Din. But you can't wash it out if it's after Gzar Din. Once the Gzar Din's been set, you're done. There's nothing you could do about it. Maybe that's the pshat. So says the Gemara, no, lo, that's not true. Idi v'idi la'acher Gzar Din. Really, both psukim are talking after Gzar Din. Aye, what does it mean if it's after Gzar Din? What does it mean that you can still scrub yourself? V'lo kasha, it's not a question. Kan b'Gzar Din sheyeshi moshvua, kan b'Gzar Din she'eni moshvua. When we're talking about a Gzar Din that has a shvua to it, meaning Hashem is nishba, that there's a Gzar Din and I'm nishba that it's never going to be reverted. If there's nothing you could do about it, then you're dope, then you're toast, then you're dead meat. But if there's a Gzar Din that does not accompany a shvua, then you're still, there's still an open window, huh?
A chance,
if you will.
Do you have an example where there is a shvua?
I do, and that's what the Gemara is going to say, an example. A perfect example, right? That was a perfect segue. Thank you, Moshe. Beautiful. Kidrav Shmuel Bar Ami, the Amr of Shmuel Bar Ami, of Yamrila, Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonah's son, how do we know that a gzar din that accompanies a shvua is not to be torn up? It will never be torn up. Shenamar, as it says, whereas we're going to learn in the pasuk of Eli. Okay, so Eli v'lachein nishbati lebeis Eli. Hashem says, I have sworn to the house of Eli, im yiskaper avon beis Eli v'zevach v'mincha, that there will never be a kapara for beis Eli, for the house of Eli and the mishpach of Eli. That I'm actually telling you this. And I'm not reading this from the art school. Eli was the Kohen Gadol and the judge during the youth of the prophet Shmuel. He was a righteous man, but scripture describes his sons, Chafni and Pinchas, as lawless men. They did not recognize Hashem, the pasuk says. Scripture recounts that they disgraced Hashem's offerings by sending their attendants to take portions of slaughtered offerings to which they were not entitled. Chafni and Pinchas were guilty of other wrongdoings as well. In response, Hashem sent the prophet to Eli to inform him that a decree had been issued against all male descendants of Eli. They would die as young men, said. At this point, the decree was not yet accompanied by an oath. Later that same day, Hashem sent another prophecy through the young Shmuel to tell Eli that an oath had now been taken to enforce this decree. There you have it. Chafni and Pinchas. Not such good guys, apparently. So there you have it. The pasuk says it was a shvua, so they're toast. They're dead meat. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Bezevach abimincha enu meskaper." So we see from here that once there's a shvua, that's it. You're done. That's the raya. But Rava says no. We have to qualify that. That's not completely true. Bezevach abimincha enu meskaper. With a zevach abimincha, meaning there's no korban you can bring. That's going to be miskaper. Ava miskaper b'torah. But Torah is always going to help. If you're a lamdan, if you're spending time learning Torah, that overrides everything. Abayi amar bezevach b'mincha enu miskaper, ava miskaper b'torah. Yes. Apparently, even a gzar din with a shvua can be overridden with Torah. And Abayi amar bezevach b'mincha enu miskaper, ava miskaper b'torah u'b'gmilas chasadim. You got to have Torah and you got to have b'gmilas chasadim. Right, exactly. The schutz of Talmud Torah would have been mugging him, would have shielded him forever.
Are we talking about Tzibor?
Yes. And Beis Eli. That was that the whole Beis Eli was punished on account of Chafni Pinchas. So that it's a Gzar Din on a Tzibor, and the Gzar Din on the Tzibor can be overridden, we're saying. It can write through Talmud Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. The Gemara records an interesting anecdote. Rabba ve'Abaye mid the base Eli ka'asu. Both Rabba and Abaye were Kohanim from the house of Eli. Rabba the Asik b'Torah haya arban shenin. Rabba, who was Osik in Torah, managed to live 40 years. Abaye the Asik b'Torah obegmilas chasadim haya shisa shenin. Abaye, who was a lamdin, and he was Osik in gmilas chasadim, lived an extra 20 years. He lived until he was 60. Well, and what we'll see shortly is that typically, Beis Eli were only living until they were 18. Which is fascinating, because how were they able to perpetuate the family if they were only living until 18? Were they marrying at 14?
Yeah.
I guess they were. They got married very young back then. Yeah. This is like the Breslov up in Yavne, and they're like getting married at 11 or something like that.
Who would want to marry into a family like that where it's known that the men die young? So young, 18.
And a lot of insurance.
A lot of insurance. There's probably inheritance. Good question. I mean, they're Kohanim, so I guess there's a mila to that, but you're right. I mean, the women go widows very, very, very quickly. But I guess I guess if the insurance policy is good, I guess you're right, Rav Moshe. That's a teretz. What? It's a good, right? Right, exactly. It's a good Yerusha. Exactly. Yeah. That's very interesting. Anyway, the Gemara continues with this, and the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Mishpacha achas haisa b'Yerushalayim. There was one mishpacha shehayu meseha mesin bnei yurchesh shana. There was one family whose people would die at the age of 18. Ba'u vehodiu as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, look what's going on. It's a terrible thing. Amalam, he said to him, shemem mishpachas Eli atem. It must be that you're from mishpachas Eli, which is why you're dying so young. Dechsiv be, as it says by him, chol marbis beischa yamusu anashim. Anybody who has many children of your house, the many children of your house will die. The male people will die. So his advice, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, his advice was the chu ve'isku b'Torah, the chu, be osik in Torah, and you will live longer. Halcha ve'isku b'Torah, they went and they were osik in Torah, ve'chayu, and they lived. V'hayu korin osa mishpacha, and people would call that mishpacha. They would call that mishpacha the Rabbi Yochanan mishpacha on account of his name. So because he was he advised properly to be osik in Torah. Interesting, he did not advise to be osik in Torah and gemilas chasadim. Why didn't he advise that? I don't know, because that would have pushed him well over the hump, but I guess that was not. I don't know. I don't know what the pshat is.
Even though it's talking about one mishpacha, that's still considered tzibur.
Are we still on? I don't know if this Tana Rabbanan is actually still going back on that pshat. I think that ended before the Tana Rabbanan. The whole pshat about the tzibur ended with Beis Eli and. we ended up with the Kohanim, the Mishpacha of Kohanim. This Tana Rabbanan is seems to be Agav. Agav, we're talking about people dying young and Beis Eli having the Shavuah, so we bring in this story. But I don't know that it is Talui and it is Kashur to what we had previously said.
Sarach Iyon. So it could be a Yachid also.
It could have been a Yachid. It was Mishpacha Achas. It could have been considered a Yachid. You know, what do you need to be considered a Tzibur Taka? What do you need? Is Mishpacha Achas enough? I don't have a Teretz. I don't know. Good question. Tzarchian. Okay. Gemara says Viter, four wide lines down. Amar of Shmuel Bar Ina, Mishmei Derav. Minayin Ligzar Din Shel Tzibur She'eno Nechtam. How do we know that the din of a tzibur, the gzar din of a tzibur, is never sealed? There's always an out for the tzibur. It says the Gemara, "Eino nechtam." It's not sealed. The hak siv, but the pasuk says, "Nechtam avu nech lefanai." Your sin is stained in front of me, so it's sealed. It appears that it is in fact sealed. So what's the pshat that it's never sealed? Ela afa gav shenechtam, even though it is sealed, nikra, it can nevertheless be torn up. Now, if it's torn up, what does it mean that it's sealed? I don't know. But how do we know that it is? What?
Well, there's also that opinion that for Yochid, that in Yom Kippur, you have the Chatimah, but still return it later.
Yeah, Kaki, you're right. Because Hoshana Rabbah is right there, the Chasima. Even after Hoshana Rabbah, there would still be
the whole year.
You still have the whole year to tear it up.
According to some opinion.
Okay.
That's what we dive in the minimum.
So you're done with the minimum? All right. All right. So how do we know that the din of that even though it's nechtam, it could be nikra, it can be torn up? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Mi Kashem Elokeinu, mi goy gadol, Asher Elokim krovim elav. Kashem Elokeinu, we have Hashem and our God b'chol kareinu elav, in all our calling to Him. Right, meaning any time we call to Him, there is never a time in which we are down and out. I says the Gemara, that's not true though. V'haksiv dirshu Hashem b'hi matzo. You must seek Hashem when He is found, which sounds like there are certain times when He is found and certain times when He is not found. So what's the pshat? So says the Gemara, no, hasim b'yachid. Dirshu Hashem b'hi matzo is by a yachid. But hacha b'tzibor, when it comes to a tzibor, kashem elokinu b'chol karinu elav, we always have the Pesach to do tshuva. It's always open. So says the Gemara, b'yachid emas. When, in fact, is it that a yachid has the open window? When is it himatza'o? When is it considered open? Amar Rabba baravuha, elu asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is when the door is always open for the yachid. Vayihika Aseres HaYamim. This is the pasuk in Malachim, I believe. Where is it? Shmuel, sorry. There's a pasuk in Shmuel having to do with Navel. So, Vayhi b'kasar hayamim, Vayigov Hashem es Navel yud yamim. Sorry, Vayigov Hashem es Navel. It was after 10 days that Hashem plagued Navel. Now, what did Navel do? Navel was an enemy of David, who did not want to take care of David's servants. He gave David's servants a meal, but that was all that he did for him. So as a result, it was after 10 days that Hashem plagued Navel. So what are those 10 days, the Gemara wants to know? Yud Yamin Mayavi the Taihu. What were those 10 days? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Keneged Eser Legimos Shenasa Navel Abdei David. That 10 days is Keneged, it corresponds to the 10 legimos, the 10 meals, the 10 swallows, so to speak, that Navel gave to the Avadim of David. So because he gave them 10 meals, or 10 of them meals, therefore he was granted 10 days before he was a goner. Rav Nachman Amaraba Baravua, Amaraba Baravua says, and that concludes that Fyuches Amar Aleph. Okay.
Almost.
Elu Yud Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah LeYom HaKippurim. This Yud Yamim is actually the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Those are the days that Hashem gave him. You do better, you do tshuva, or else, and he was a goner because he didn't do his proper tshuva. What's interesting is that you would think now that during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva we would be reading Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo. We don't.
Well, actually,
we do what?
Some
Gedalia we do, actually. So we are Mekayim, that's a good point. All right.
But we have other fast days too that aren't during 10 days.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it appears that Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo was Dafka during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So it sounds like you have to say something like the fast days have a Ke'ain, they have a din, Ke'ain, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's the time for Tshuva. Fast days are a time for Tshuva.
Did you see Bayona, by Goyen, or was it?
Absolutely.
It's interesting, the Gemara brings up also, Yeshua Tzambi Matzo, to say that a Yachid has to do Tshuva during, you can overturn the Gzar Din only during 10 days of the Aseres Yemei
Tshuva. Yeah.
And yet we read it on a public fast day.
Right, we read it on a public fast day. Right. I'm saying, it sounds like a public fast day has a din. Of like the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that's a time for tshuva, and Taka maybe tshuva is very helpful during that
then
time.
This contradicts Shemona Esrei.
Why? What's Shemona Esrei?
Shemona Esrei, you say every day Shema Koleinu, help us.
Right. So you're saying that's if there was already a Gzar Din, what's a Shema Koleinu all about? What's the Baruch Aleinu, right? We had this before. What's the Rifa'inu?
That's from the opinion of the ones who say you can always overturn.
Right. Because we had a daya that said that a person is nigzar every day. There's a gzera din on man every day. Right? Right, Mechalej V'chol Yom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to work this out. You see, these are a bunch of different opinions. You got to work them out somehow, where everything is able to click in. You know, it's like a funny puzzle. You have to be able to click everything.
Yeah, you have to say that you can overturn Gzar Din for Yachid any time during here, because otherwise, why daven for anything? If someone gets sick, why do we daven? I mean, if we really held that way, that it can't be overturned after the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we don't want to pray.
Right.
On the other hand, Aseres Yemei Tshuva has a special cloth. It's a special time. It's more effective.
Right.
Actually, if you have the right kavanah and davening, you can make things happen on the spot. If you have the right kavanah and davening, you can make things happen on the spot.
Absolutely.
Look at me. Did I introduce myself? Look at my hands. Look at this. You know, answer me right now. Answer me.
Yeah. And it wasn't the same. Right. The end of the Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? Yeah, the end of the Mishnah on Tes Zayin Amar Aleph said that Barosh Hashanah, Kol Boy Olam Ovrim Lefonav Kibnei Marom. Everybody passes through by Hashem, Kibnei Marom. Our Gemara is going to ask, what is this Bnei Marum? 3 deos in our Gemara. My Kibnei Marum, says the Gemara, Hacha Targimu Kibnei Amarna. They explain it, Hacha here, I guess in Bavel, Kibnei Marna, like Amarna, like the sheep, right? You can't pass by like sheep. So when sheep pass by the shepherd counts them one by one. They go through in a single file line, right? Like 2-year-olds. So that's the way they go. Rish Lakish Amar Kamalos Beis Maron. It's like the steps of Beis Maron, which was this big valley, this steep valley. And the steep valley was so narrow that there's only one at a time can go because there's a hill. So you're really like, you have to be locked into this very narrow strip. And if you veer left or right, you are over the cliff. Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Amar Kechayalos Shel Beis David, like the soldiers of Beis David, who are counted by the general one by one as they go out to the army. What exactly is the difference between these three opinions? Whether we're talking about sheep, whether we're talking about the cliff, or whether we're talking about soldiers, I don't know. Pia wanted to talk about
it's
all the same.
One,
I mean,
they're kind of one by one.
Right, but I'm saying, why do we have to have 3 days? Why are we not satisfied saying they're like sheep workers one by one?
Because
they're like soldiers.
The last one shows how important the individual is.
Yeah, how so?
How precious. The Dovid had a ragtime on. He didn't have the
Haredi. Gotta get political here.
He had guys. He had thieves. He had people that he put together.
Uh-huh.
And yet they were very loyal to each other one by one.
Uh-huh.
And he demanded 100% loyalty. At the end of his life, he met with his son and said, look, get rid of these guys, they're traitors. So and so and so. He demanded 100% one by one loyalty.
Very good.
Now you know where.
Okay. Says the Gemara wraps up saying, "Am Rabba Baruchanam Rabbi Yochanan the Kula Niskor Meskira Achas." They are all viewed in one viewing, even though Hashem brings them in one by one. Hashem can scour the entire people like that. Now, Am Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Af Ananamit Ninan. We also learn such a thing that the pasuk says, "Hayotzer Yachad Liban," the Creator. Binds their hearts. Hamevin al kol maaseihem. He understands all of their actions. Micah Amar says the Gemara. What is this pasuk talking about? Ilei mahachi kamar. If you're going to tell me what the pasuk is saying, is devar nahu lekuli alma umiachili bayu kehadadi. Hashem created the whole world and He bound their hearts as one, meaning they all have the same heart, like kelibol shelzeh. Libol shel zeh, everybody's heart is the same. That's not true. V'haka chazinan delav hachihu. We see that's not the case. Everybody's heart is not the same. Everybody has different tendencies and different curiosities and different kochos. It's not true that everybody has the same heart. Ela hachikamar. This is what the pasuk is saying. Hayotzer, the Creator, roe yachad libam. He views all of their hearts together. So even though they are individualistic, nevertheless, Hashem looks at them all in one skira, all in one viewing. Umeven al kuma aseyem, and He can understand all each and every one of their actions. That's what the pasuk is saying, and that's the point of Rosh Hashanah.
It's kind of like the opposite of what we just said a minute ago.
Which is
one by one. It's a one line.
It's a one by one.
And now,
and it's
used them all as one heart, but there might some individualism.
Yes, exactly. So it has a dual. There's a dual flavor over here of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is, as I wanted to say before, it is a time of the klal, time of the, where the klal is nidon. But it's also Hashem is also viewing us individually. So it's kind of a there's a dual component to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we're going to go until the end of this Mishnah. Al Shisha Chadash Mashluchim Yotzim. Now we get back into Gemara. Okay, now we had our fun times. Now it's back to hardcore Gemara. Al Shisha Chadash Mashluchim Yotzim. The messengers go out to notify the people that there's a Rosh Chodesh, that there are Eidim that came out, that Eidim was that Bezdim was Mekadesh the Chodesh. There are six times when we made it a point of going out there and notifying people about this. Al Nisan mipnei haPesach, we did it for Nisan because of Pesach, because people needed to know, Bnei Gola needed to know when Pesach was being celebrated, so they had to go out for Pesach. Al Av mipnei haTainis, they went out of Av because of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was a big Tainis, as we'll learn on Amud Beis, so for Av they needed to go out as well. Al Elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah. They went on an Elul because of Rosh Hashanah. They needed to be able to know when Rosh Hashanah was being celebrated. So they had to know when Elul was, so they can count 30 days after Elul started, and that's when they know where Rosh Hashanah is. Al Tishrei mipnei Takanas HaMoados. And on Tishrei they went out because of the Takanas HaMoados. We'll learn exactly what Takanas HaMoados means. But basically, for the Moed, for the Yom Kippur, and for Sukkot, and all the Yom Tovim, we need to know. So for Tishrei they went out as well. And Al Kislev mipnei Chanukah. On Kislev for Chanukah. Al Adar mipnei HaPurim. And on Adar for the Purim, that's the sixth. Ukeshahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim. And when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Yotzin Af Al Iyar mipnei Pesach Katan. They even went out on Iyar because of Pesach Katan. Now, which is Pesach Sheni. Now, what's interesting over here, and then I'll let you go, is if you look at Rashi Divrei Maskil Al Elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Rashi is fascinating over here. Rashi is interesting. Al Elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah. Does everybody have it? It's approximately 42 lines from the top. Okay. Oh, sorry, 44. This is why we have Rup Simcha over here. Rashi the Ramaschal Elu Mepnei Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says something, and I think if you read into Rashi, I think what Rashi is saying, if I'm not mistaken, I think what Rashi is saying is something very mechudishtik. Al Elu Mepnei Rosh Hashanah Modiim Masai Hischel Elu. They notify people when Elul starts. The Osin Rosh Hashanah biyom shloshim leElul begola, and they make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of Elul begola, meaning outside of Medina, outside of Yerushalayim. Anybody outside of Yerushalayim is considered begola. They're in the Medinos, and they make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day because they'll have no idea otherwise when Rosh Hashanah is. Derov shanim ein Elul meuber, because majority of the years Elul is not Ma'ubar, meaning Elul is not a full 30 days. So they would make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day, meaning that Elul would be a 29-day month, and then on the 30th day, they would call Aleph Tishrei. V'yafa pisha safik hubiyadam, even though they taka didn't know, they weren't certain that that was going to be made Rosh Hashanah. Maybe this year would be Ma'ubar, maybe it would be a 30-day month. Shema Yaviru Bezdin, because maybe Bezdin would make it a leap month, maybe they would make it a 30-day month. But E.F. Shalahen Ladas, they had no way of knowing. Val Korchan Holchan Acher Rov Shonim, and therefore they had to go after most of the months, most of the years, and most years it wasn't Mu'uber. The Imlo Yadu Masa Hiskel Elul, if they wouldn't know what time Elul was, Lo Yadu Yom Shloshim Shalo, they wouldn't know what the 30th day is, so therefore they had to send Shluchim on the 30th day. What's interesting, according to Rashi, it seems like Rashi is saying that they celebrated the 30th day of Elul as Rosh Hashanah, and there was no second day of Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like Rashi is saying there was no 31st day, meaning there wasn't a second day in the Gola, which is strange because we learned in Beitza that they did have 2 days. In Gola, they did have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They absolutely did.
Maybe he's talking about Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, he is talking about Eretz Yisrael, but he's talking about Eretz Yisrael outside of Yerushalayim, right? And he seems to be saying that they had to count the 30th day. Why? Because they had no way of knowing, so they had to go Rosh Hashanah. But if Rashi is learning that there were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so then why is he saying they had no way of knowing, and therefore they had to count the 30th day? Well, they're counting the 31st day also, because they're keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi seems to be saying they're only counting one. Tosis over here, if you look at Tosis Dibur Maschil Val Elul Mepnei Rosh Hashanah, Rashi Tosis says, Val Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Modia Masai Maschel Elul, they would notify when Elul started, the Osin Rosh Hashanah Biyom Shloshim, they would make Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day La Elul, Begola, outside of Yerushalayim, Vigam La Macharoso, and also the following day, Kedamash Mepere Kama De Beitza, as we learned in Beitza, exactly how many weeks ago? 55, yeah, 53, it was 53, I want to say, 53 weeks ago.
You did Beitza before Rosh Hashanah?
We did Beitza before Rosh Hashanah. Beitza Rosh Hashanah, Tainetz Megillah, Moed Kut L'Chagigah. That's going to be our...
Wait a second. Beitza was the first Masechet?
Well, for us, for the program. Yeah. You weren't around at the time. Yeah, it's Midrabanan. It's Midrabanan at the Safi. The Yom Arichta, yes.
So, but then the second day is a Chumra.
Right, yeah, the second day is a Drabanan, which is why the Rav announced in the second day of Tkiyah Shofar, he says you should have in mind to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar Midrabanan.
So in your question on this,
My only, it seems to be like Tosfos is saying from the Gemara in Beitza that everybody kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi seems to be saying that there wasn't, that there was only 1 day. Because he says they had to keep the 30th day because they had no idea. They had no idea when Rosh Hashanah was going to be counted by Beis Din, because they were too far from Beis Din. So they have to count the 30th day. But my question is, well, if they were also keeping the 31st day, meaning 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, why does Rashi say they had to keep the 30th day? Because they didn't know. Anyway, they're keeping 2 days. So one of those 2 days is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So what's Rashi's problem? It sounds like Rashi's saying, Mamele, it sounds like he's saying, they only kept 1 day. And the day that they kept was the 30th day because Rosh Hashanah was like that. It's fascinating.
Yeah, sure, but it's really...
Yeah, in Rosh Hashanah, in Eretz Yisrael, they only took the 30th day. Now, in Yerushalayim,
maybe Eretz Yisrael took it upon themselves after the Slars, later on. Maybe it didn't happen at the same time historically, without question.
Possible. It's possible.
Why did they take it upon themselves? In other words, you know, Yom Tov in the Kutzlar is like Pesach, Shavuos, or they have 2 days.
Yeah.
The question is, why did they take on a second day here? What I'm saying is true. Why would they take on a second day here?
Right. Why did they take it on? I don't know.
Sorry,
Ian, and we will stop here.